Now today we're talking about a very important doctrine. We're talking about the doctrine of man. What is man's nature? What is man's condition? What is man's need? What is man's problem? Now listen carefully. When the Bible describes man, it describes him in four contexts or four places. Let's write this down. Number one, man in innocence, or in the garden, man in purity. Number two, man in sin. Number three, man in Christ, or in grace, or both. Number four, man in glory, or man in eternity. Now this is very basic, but very important. When the Bible describes man, he begins in purity and innocence in Eden, the garden. But then he falls into sin. And we describe man in sin. And if he becomes a Christian, he's described as man in Christ or in grace. And then all men die. And then man is described as in eternity. In heaven or in hell. This is the story of man. Now, we want to say a few things briefly about number one. But our main subject is point number two. We want to talk about man's beginning. And then we want to talk about man in sin. Any questions?
All
right, erase 2, 3, and 4. We want to give a brief introduction about man in innocence, man in purity. Number one, the nature of man, write it down. Man's nature. Number two, man's blessings.
Number three, man's responsibilities.
अलि अगाडि आउनुस् न तपाईहरु अलि अगाडि आउनुस्
Number four, man's fall. Man's fall.
Prakriti. Prakriti, nature.
His nature, his his creation.
Manisko, manisprati asis.
Man's fall, man's sin. We're talking about man in the garden.
हामी चाहिँ विशेष गरिकन चाहिँ यहाँ मानिस चाहिँ आदमको बगैँचामा को बारेमा मानिसको आदमको बगैँचामा मानिसको बारेमा बताइरहेको छ यहाँ.
As he is created by God.
त्यो मानिस चाहिँ परमेश्वरबाट चाहिँ उहाँ बनिएको
हो. We want to talk about his nature or his person,
यहाँ चाहिँ अब हामी हेर्छौँ कम चाहिँ तलमा चाहिँ एमा हामी हेर्छौँ भनेदेखि मान्छेको चाहिँ प्रकृतिको बारेमा उसको प्रकृतिको बारेमा
हेर्छौँ. अनि
चाहिँ हामी फेरि हेर्छौँ भने ऊ प्रति परमेश्वरको आशिष कस्तो थियो भन्ने कुरा हामी
हेर्छौँ. अनि त्यसपछि
परमेश्वरले उसलाई के गर्नु आदमको पैसामा के गर्नुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ त्यो उत्तरदायित्वको बारेमा हामी
फेरि हेर्छौँ.
अनि त्यसपछि समस्या हामी हेर्छौँ ऊ पापमा
Now this is very basic. But very important. If you don't understand the first three chapters of Genesis, you cannot understand the rest of the Bible. What is wrong with man? When man was created by God, he was created good and upright.
अनि चाहिँ जब परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई बनाउनु भयो त्यो असल थियो अनि चाहिँ समृद्धिमा ऊ बढिरहेको थियो.
He had many wonderful blessings.
अनि ऊ प्रति मानिसप्रति चाहिँ एकदम धेरै आशिषहरू थियो.
He had many responsibilities.
अनि त्यतिकैमा त्यो मानिसप्रति एकदम धेरै उत्तरदायित्व पनि थियो.
But he fell. He sinned. Now listen carefully. You are Nepalese. I am an American. There are Africans. I live in China. We have different color hair. We have different colored eyes. You have brown
eyes.
I have colored
eyes.
But we all have one father. We all have red blood. And we all have a disease. Where did we get it? From our first father. Now the story of Adam is not a fairy tale. It is real history. Why are there problems in the world? Because of this.
मानिस पापमा खस्दछ पापी मानिस भएको कारण चाहिँ धेरै समस्याहरू छ.
यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड म्यान्स नेचर.
यदि चाहिँ तपाईँले चाहिँ मान्छेको प्रकृतिको बारेमा जान्नुहुन्न भने
इफ यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड द ब्लेसिङ्स गॉड गेव हिम.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले उसलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरको आशिष कति दिनु भएको थियो भन्ने कुरा
बुझ्नुहुन्न भने अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड हिज रिस्पोन्सिबिलिटीज.
अनि उसको उत्तरदायित्व कति थियो भन्ने कुरा तपाईँले बुझ्नुहुन्न भने
एन्ड यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड हिज प्रब्लम.
अनि उसको समस्याको बारेमा चाहिँ तपाईँले बुझ्नुहुन्न भने जान्नुहुन्न
And you cannot understand history. You cannot understand the purpose of life. You cannot understand the problems of the world. Several important questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my problem? Where am I going? What happens to me when I die? These are the most important questions in life. If you don't understand Genesis 1, 2, and 3, you cannot answer those questions. So let's look first of all at man's nature. A. Erase B, C, and D. How does the Bible describe man and woman? Look in the book of Genesis. First book in the Bible. Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26 and 27.
Read that for us. 26 padra, 27 padma. एक अध्यायको 26 र 27 पद यहाँ चाहिँ लेखेको छ अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुभयो मानिसलाई आफ्नै स्वरूपमा हाम्रै प्रतिरूपमा बनाऊ किन तिनीहरूले समुद्रका माछाहरू आकाशका पंक्षीहरू पाल्तु पशुहरू र जमिनमा चलहल गर्ने सबै जन्तुहरूमाथि अधिकार गरून् यसै कारण परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई आफ्नो स्वरूपमा सृष्टि गर्नुभयो परमेश्वरकै प्रतिरूपमा उहाँले तिनलाई सृष्टि गर्नुभयो नर र नारी गरी उहाँले तिनीहरूलाई सृष्टि गर्नुभयो.
How does the Bible describe man and woman?
अनि यहाँ बाइबलले कसरी वर्णन गरेछ है
the image of God.
मान्छे चाहिँ परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा प्रतिरूपमा बनेको
हो. Put that right there, brother. Image of God. Now, what does this mean? It means at least three or four things.
But
number one right here, brother. One. It means personality. Man has personality. Number two, man has integrity or moral purity. Number three, man has a creativity, he can create. And lastly, number four, man has sovereignty or dominion. Sovereignty. God is a person. And a person has intellect, emotion, and will.
व्यक्ति भएको कारणले चाहिँ उसको चाहिँ चेतना अनि चाहिँ उसको भावना र उसको इच्छा चाहना पनि हुन्छ.
God is a person.
परमेश्वर व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
He is an intelligent being.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ एकदम बौद्धिक हुनुहुन्छ.
God is love.
परमेश्वर प्रेमी हुनुहुन्छ.
He has emotion.
उहाँ चाहिँ उहाँको एकदम भावना पनि छ.
God has choice.
उहाँको इच्छा पनि छ.
He plans, he determines.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ योजना बनाउनुहुन्छ. यो उस गर्नुहुन्छ के असल खराब भने छुट्याउनुहुन्छ उहाँले.
God created man in his image.
परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई आफ्नो स्वरूपमा उहाँले सृजनु भयो.
So man has a personality.
त्यसै कारण मानिसको व्यक्तित्व हामी हेर्न सक्छौँ.
He's not like an animal.
अनि ऊ चाहिँ जनावर जस्तो होइन मान्छे.
He can think.
उसले चाहिँ सोच्न सक्छ.
He can feel.
उनी चाहिँ उले महसुस गर्न सक्छ.
He can choose.
उले चाहिँ चुनाव गर्न सक्छ.
He doesn't act according to instinct.
अनि चाहिँ उले चाहिँ कुनै यस्तो विचार नगरिकन उले चाहिँ व्यवहार गर्दैन.
He acts according to understanding.
अनि उले चाहिँ एकदम बुझेर सोचेर चाहिँ उले चाहिँ काम गर्छ.
He has a will.
उसको इच्छा छ.
He can choose.
उले चाहिँ चुनाव गर्न सक्छ.
Listen carefully.
ध्यानपूर्वक सुन्नुहोस्.
God, the Bible says this.
Yeah, Bible actually bondasa.
Man is made in the image of God.
Manish chai parmeshwar ko swarup ma baneko ho.
He didn't come from an animal.
Ani u chai manish chai janawar bata aako haina.
He didn't come from a monkey.
Ani u bagar bata aako haina manche.
You take two monkeys.
Tapaile ta dui euta bagar lyaunu huncha.
A male and a female.
Ani purush ra stri bagar bata bagar ni.
And you put them on an island out in the ocean.
अनि चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ एउटा समुद्रको टापुमा तपाईँले राखिदिनुहुन्छ.
And you come back in 100 million years.
अनि तपाईँ चाहिँ 1,000 million वर्षपछि तपाईँ आउनुहुन्छ.
What will you have on that island?
अनि चाहिँ के हुन्छ त्यो टापुमा?
A lot of monkeys.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ धेरै बाँदरहरू हुन्छ.
You won't have any men.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ तपाईले हेर्नुहुन्छ कुनै मान्छे त्यहाँ त सिर्जिएको हुँदैन.
Why?
किन?
Because man didn't come from monkey.
किनकि मान्छे चाहिँ बाँदरबाट आएको होइन.
The Bible says he's created by God.
अनि बाइबलले यो पुरै स्पष्ट भन्दछ यो मान्छे चाहिँ परमेश्वरले बनाउनु भएको.
Created in the image of God.
अनि परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा चाहिँ मान्छे सिर्जिएको हो.
Man has personality.
मान्छेको व्यक्तित्व छ.
A mind.
उनीको दिमाग.
Emotion.
उसको भावना.
A will.
इच्छा पनि छ.
God is a person.
परमेश्वर व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
He is a spiritual person.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ आत्मिक व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
We are persons.
हामी चाहिँ व्यक्ति हो.
We have a spiritual person and a physical person.
अनि हामी चाहिँ आत्मिक व्यक्तिहरू र शारीरिक व्यक्तिहरू पनि हो.
Man is made image of God means personality.
अनि चाहिँ मानिस चाहिँ परमेश्वरको प्रतिरूपमा स्वरूपमा बन्नु भनेको चाहिँ मानिस को व्यक्तित्वको बारेमा बताइएको छ.
Number 2.
दोस्रो कुरा.
Man has moral purity or integrity.
मानिसको चाहिँ मानिस नैतिक रूपमा शुद्ध थियो.
When God made Adam and Eve,
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आदम र हव्वालाई बनाउनु भयो.
They were pure.
उनीहरू चाहिँ शुद्ध थियो.
They were holy.
उनीहरू चाहिँ शुद्ध थियो.
They had no sin.
उनीहरूमा पाप थिएन.
They were perfect people.
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ एकदम पूर्ण व्यक्तिहरू थिए.
The most perfect man that ever lived.
अनि चाहिँ जुन मानिसहरू चाहिँ अझ यो संसारमा छैन.
Created by God.
परमेश्वरले बनाउनु भएको.
He had a clear mind.
उसको चाहिँ एकदम सही.
He had a clear heart.
उसको चाहिँ शुद्ध हृदय थियो.
And he had freedom of will.
अनि चाहिँ उसको चाहिँ आफ्नो इच्छा र चाहनाको स्वतन्त्रतामा थियो.
He could understand God.
अनि उसले चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई बुझ्न सक्ने शक्ति थियो.
He could love God.
उसले चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई माया गर्ने शक्ति थियो.
He could choose to follow God.
अनि चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई पछ्याउने पनि उसको शक्ति थियो.
He had moral purity.
उसको नैतिक रूपमा चाहिँ ऊ शुद्ध थियो.
God is a holy being.
अनि परमेश्वर हाम्रो चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ पवित्र व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
Adam was made in the image of God.
आदम चाहिँ परमेश्वरको प्रतिरूपमा बनिएको हो.
Adam was a holy man.
आदम चाहिँ एउटा पवित्र व्यक्ति थियो.
This is what it means to be made in the image of God.
अनि यही नै भन्नु हो मानिसको प्रतिरूप स्वरूप.
Number 3.
तेस्रो कुरा.
Adam had the power to create.
अनि चाहिँ आदममा चाहिँ त्यो शक्ति थियो केही कुराहरू निर्माण गर्नु बनाउनु.
A man and a woman.
पुरुष र स्त्री.
Come together.
अनि एकै ठाउँमा आए.
They can create new life.
अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ नयाँ जीवन चाहिँ उनीहरूले बनाउने.
God created out of nothing.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ केही कुराबाट उहाँले केही कुरा उहाँद्वारा बनेर सबै कुरा उहाँको वचनद्वारा बनेको
man creates out of something
अनि तर मान्छे चाहिँ केही कुराहरूबाट बनेको हो
Man's creative power is limited.
अनि मान्छेको शक्ति र सामर्थ्य चाहिँ एकदम थोरै छ अझ सीमित छ
can produce other human beings
अनि उले अरु व्यक्तिहरु चाहिँ अथवा मानव जातिहरु चाहिँ निर्माण गर्न सक्छ
he can create things
उले चाहिँ केही कुराहरु बनाउन सक्छ
he made this drum
अनि यो मानव पनि बनाउन सक्छ
that's pretty basic
अनि यो चाहिँ एउटा साधारण कुरा हो
He made this microphone.
अनि यो माइक्रोफोन नि मान्छेले नै बनाएको हो.
He made this telephone.
अनि यो मोबाइल पनि मान्छेले नै बनाएको हो.
You can push some buttons.
तपाईले चाहिँ त्यो बटनहरु थिच्नुहुन्छ.
And you can talk to somebody on the other side of the world.
अनि चाहिँ धेरै टाढा जो चाहिँ हुनुहुन्छ उहाँसँग तपाई कुरा गर्नुहुन्छ.
Man is a genius.
अनि मान्छे चाहिँ एउटा त्यो कुराहरुमा चाहिँ सभ्य छ त्यो कुराहरुमा जान्ने छ.
Why is he a genius?
अनि किन चाहिँ उ सभ्य यस कुरामा चाहिँ
He is created in the image of God.
किनकि परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा बनिएको हो.
He can make a computer.
अनि उले चाहिँ कम्प्युटर पनि बनाउन सक्छ.
When I live in China.
म जब चाइनामा बसेको थिए.
And my grandchildren live in America.
मेरो चाहिँ नाति चाहिँ अमेरिकामा बस्छ
आई गेट ऑन द कम्प्युटर
म चाहिँ यसो कम्प्युटरमा बस्छु
एन्ड आई क्यान टॉक टु देम
म चाहिँ यसो कम्प्युटरमा बसेर उनीसँग कुरा गर्छु
एन्ड आई क्यान सी देम
अनि मैले चाहिँ उनीलाई पनि प्रत्यक्ष रूपमा त्यो उसमा कम्प्युटरमा
हेर्छु म्यान इज अ जीनियस
मान्छे चाहिँ यति विवेकशील यति उस भइसकेको छ
व्हाई
किन
ही इज क्रिएटेड इन द इमेज अफ गॉड
किन चाहिँ परमेश्वरको चाहिँ स्वरूपमा उ बनिएको हो
यु टेक टु मंकीज
अनि यदि तपाईले दुईटा बादल ल्याउनुहुन्छ
You tear this telephone apart.
अनि चाहिँ तपाईले चाहिँ यो मोबाइललाई चाहिँ छुटे छुटे भिन्न पारेर राखिदिनुहुन्छ.
You put all the pieces on the ground.
अनि भुइँमा राखिदिएर यस्तो छुटे छुटे राखिदिनुहुन्छ.
And you tell him to put it back together.
अनि त्यो बादलले भन्छ ल फेरि त्यसलाई जोडा भनेर भन्नुहुन्छ.
And you come back in 100 million years.
अनि चाहिँ हजारौं हजारौं वर्षपछि तपाई फेरि आउनुहुन्छ भने.
What will you have?
अनि के तपाईले के पाउनुहुन्छ?
A bunch of trash all over the ground.
अनि चाहिँ जताततै छित्रिएको देख्नुहुन्छ.
Amen. He takes this piece.
अनि एउटा टुक्रा लिएर
He takes this piece.
एउटा टुक्रा लिएर
He takes this piece.
एउटा टुक्रा लिएर
And he puts it together.
अनि सबै कुरा एउटा ममा उले चाहिँ यसरी तोडिदिन्छ.
He creates.
उले चाहिँ बनाउँदछ.
How does he do it?
कसरी उले बनाउँदछ मानिसले?
He is created in the image of God.
किनकि उ मानिस परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा बनेको कारणले चाहिँ उले बनाउन सक्छ.
We can send a man to the moon.
हामीले चाहिँ देख्न सक्यौ अनि मान्छे चाहिँ चन्द्रमा पनि गइसके
He can land on the moon.
अनि चाहिँ त्यहाँ चाहिँ चन्द्रमा उ चाहिँ गए
Pick up some dirt.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ सबै त्यो धुलोहरु त्यो के
Get back in the rocket and come back to the earth.
अनि रकेटमा आएर फेरि चाहिँ यो पृथ्वीमा आएको कुरा हेर्नुहोस्
He's a genius.
उ चाहिँ एकदम सभ्य छ उ चाहिँ एकदम विवेकशील छ
Why is he a genius?
किन उ चाहिँ यस्तो विवेकशील
He has the power to create.
किनकि उसमा शक्ति छ त्यो सिर्जना गर्नको निम्ति त्यो कुराहरू गर्नको निम्ति
Why can he create?
किन उसले यो कुराहरू निर्माण गर्न
सक्छ? He's made in the image of God.
किनकि उ चाहिँ परमेश्वर स्वरूपमा बनेको
हो. You didn't come from a monkey.
तपाई चाहिँ बादलबाट आएको होइन.
You are made in the image of God.
तपाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा बन्नु भएको हो.
There is a God.
परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
There is one God.
अनि त्यहाँ परमेश्वर एउटा परमेश्वर
हुनुहुन्छ. Not many God.
धेरै मानिस परमेश्वर छैन.
He created the heavens and the earth.
उहाँले चाहिँ स्वर्ग र पृथ्वी बनाउनु भयो.
And he created a man and a woman.
अनि चाहिँ यसरी उहाँले चाहिँ पुरुष र स्त्री बनाउनु भयो
And he created them in his own image.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ आफ्नै स्वरूपमा उहाँले बनाउनु भयो
What does that mean?
अनि यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो?
Man is a person.
मानिस चाहिँ व्यक्ति हो.
He has a mind.
उहाँ उसको चाहिँ विवेक हुन्छ.
He has a heart.
उसको हृदय हुन्छ.
He has a will.
उसको इच्छा चाहना पनि हुन्छ.
He has the power to create.
अनि उसमा त्यो शक्ति हुन्छ त्यो कुरा निर्माण सिर्जना गर्न.
He's made in the image of God.
अनि यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो? परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई आफ्नो स्वरूपमा बनाउनु
भयो And when God made Adam
अनि जब चाहिँ परमेश्वरले आदमलाई बनाउनु भयो
He was pure and clean
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ एकदम शुद्ध थियो
No sin
उसमा कुनै पाप थिएन
Number 4
चारमा अब हामी यसो भने
The man had sovereignty
मानिसको अधिकार
God is a sovereign God
हाम्रो परमेश्वर सार्वभौम
He controls the whole world. His sovereignty is without limits. And he gave man sovereignty. But it's a limited sovereignty. He had dominion or control over the earth. So when we talk about man being made in the image of God, it means many things, but these are the main things. You understand what we're saying? Any questions? I'm going to erase all this blue here. Including A here. Yeah. Now we want to talk about B. What was B? Man's blessings. Is that right? What blessings did God give Adam? First blessing. Fellowship with God. This is the greatest blessing. Yeah, blue's okay. Number two, he gave him a companion, a helper. Number three, he gave him a place, a beautiful place. Number four, you can put it under there. He gave him a purpose. Now, this is all very basic, but very important. Now, you already know this, but we want to review this. We're talking about the doctrine of man. It mentions four things about man, four places. Man in purity or innocence. Man in sin. Man in Christ. Man in eternity. Now we're talking about this first point. Man in innocence in the garden. We talk about the identity of man, the nature of man. Made in the image of God. Now we're talking about the blessings of man. And what are the blessings? He had fellowship with God.
पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँगको संगति थियो.
He had a helper to share life with.
अनि त्यसकारण उसँग उलाई चाहिँ सहयोग गर्ने चाहिँ सहयोगी पनि थियो.
He had a place to live.
अनि चाहिँ एउटा सुन्दर ठाउँ पनि थियो परमेश्वरले उहाँलाई दिनुभएको थियो.
And he had a purpose in his life.
अनि चाहिँ उसलाई एउटा उद्देश्य पनि थियो.
When God made man,
जब चाहिँ परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई बनाउनु भयो,
he made him holy.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ एकदम पवित्र बनाउनु भयो.
And he blessed him with the knowledge of himself.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो ज्ञानमा चाहिँ उलाई चाहिँ आशिष दिनुभयो.
On what day was man created?
अनि कुन दिन चाहिँ मानिस सृजिएको हो त?
Sixth day.
छैटौं दिनमा.
What was the next day?
अनि अर्को दिन कुन दिन थियो त अब?
And what happened on the seventh day?
अनि के भयो त सातौं दिनमा त?
God rested from his work.
अनि चाहिँ आफ्नो कामबाट परमेश्वरले चाहिँ विश्राम लिनुभयो.
Now God didn't get tired.
यो भन्नुको अर्थ होइन कि परमेश्वर थकित हुनु भएर चाहिँ उसले विश्राम लिनुभएको.
But he finished his creative work.
किनकि उहाँले चाहिँ आफ्नो सिर्जिएको सिर्जना गरिएको सबै कुराहरूलाई चाहिँ उहाँले पूरा गर्नुभयो.
Look in chapter 2.
दुई अध्यायमा हामी हेर्छौँ भने
verses 1-3.
हामी चाहिँ दुई अध्यायको एक दुई र तीन पदलाई हेर्नेछौँ.
Read verses 1, 2, and 3.
म पढ्न चाहन्छु. यसरी आकाशमण्डल र पृथ्वी र तीनमा भएका सबै कुरा बनाइ सिद्धाए आफूले गर्नुभएका काम छैटौं दिनमा परमेश्वरले सिद्धाउनु भयो र सातौं दिनमा आफूले गर्नुभएको सबै कामबाट उहाँले विश्राम लिनुभयो. अनि परमेश्वरले सातौं दिनलाई आशिष दिनुभयो र त्यसलाई पवित्र तुल्याउनु भयो, किनभने आफूले सृष्टि गर्नुभएको सारा कामबाट यसै दिनमा उहाँले विश्राम लिनुभयो.
Verse 1. He finished his work. Verse 2. He rested. Verse 3. Now pay attention to verse
3.
God did two things to the seventh day. Two things. What's the first thing he did? He blessed it.
उहाँले चाहिँ आशिष दिनुभएको छ.
What's the second thing he did?
अनि चाहिँ दोस्रो कुरा के गर्नुभएको छ तपाईँले?
He sanctified it.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ पवित्र तुल्याउनु भएको छ.
Now what does that mean?
यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो?
When God blesses something,
अनि जब चाहिँ परमेश्वरले केही कुरालाई चाहिँ आशिष दिनुहुन्छ,
it means he makes it a gift.
अनि चाहिँ यो भन्नुको अर्थ उहाँले चाहिँ एउटा उपहार दिनुभएको.
It is special.
अनि यो चाहिँ एकदम स्पेशल.
And if he blesses it, that means there's going to be a blessing or a benefit in that gift.
अनि चाहिँ यो भन्नुको आशिष दिनु भनेको चाहिँ त्यो उपवरदानमा चाहिँ एकदम त्यस कुराले चाहिँ सबैलाई चाहिँ आशिष तुल्याउँछ.
Then he sanctified it.
अनि त्यसलाई चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ पवित्र तुल्याउनु भएको छ.
What does that mean?
यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो?
He set it apart.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ त्यहाँबाट निकालेर चाहिँ छुट्याउनु भएको
छ. It was different than the other six days.
अनि चाहिँ छैटौं दिन भन्दा चाहिँ सातौं दिन चाहिँ भिन्नै दिन थियो.
It had a different purpose.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो सातौं दिनको उद्देश्य छुट्टै थियो.
Six days you shall rest.
अनि चाहिँ छैटौं दिनसम्म चाहिँ काम गरियो.
On the seventh day, six days you shall work, yeah.
छैटौं दिनसम्म काम गरियो.
Seventh day you shall rest.
अनि सातौं दिन चाहिँ विश्राम लिएको छ.
God bless that day.
अनि सातौं दिनलाई परमेश्वरले आशिष दिनुभएको छ.
Alright. What day was Adam created?
अनि कुन दिन चाहिँ आदम चाहिँ सिर्जिएको थियो?
Sixth day.
छैटौं दिनमा उहाँ सिर्जिनु भएको थियो.
The next day.
अर्को दिन.
Was the first full day of Adam's existence.
अनि चाहिँ अर्को दिन चाहिँ हामी हेर्छौँ भने आदमको पूरा दिन चाहिँ ऊ चाहिँ त्यो दिन देख्ने उसले अवसर पाए.
What was God trying to tell Adam?
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आदमलाई के भन्न खोजिरहेको छ?
Your greatest blessing.
अनि तिम्रो चाहिँ एकदम महान आशिष.
Your highest priority.
तिम्रो चाहिँ उच्च एउटा उच्च तिम्रो दर्जा.
Your greatest responsibility.
तिम्रो उच्च उत्तरदायित्व.
Is your relationship with God.
अनि तिम्रो चाहिँ सम्बन्ध परमेश्वरसँग हुनुपर्छ भनेर भन्छ.
Adam was created.
आदम चाहिँ यसरी सिर्जिए.
Maybe at the end of the sixth day.
हुन सक्छ अन्तिम अन्तिममा छैटौं दिनको अन्तिममा उहाँ सिर्जनु भयो.
He goes to sleep. sleeps. Next day,
he wakes
up. God says this, I give you a gift. I give you a blessing. And what is the blessing? A day. And what is that day for? To have fellowship with me. What was the great blessing of Adam? Fellowship with God. He knew God. He could talk to God. He was created in the image of God. Man's purpose. Man's calling. Man's reason for living. Is not first of all his own selfish desire. Why did God create man? To have a relationship with God. And when a man doesn't know God, he doesn't have a relationship with God, he's not fulfilling his purpose in life. God created Adam. He gave him great blessing. And the greatest blessing was God Himself. Number two. What else did He give
him?
He gave him a helper. He gave him a companion. Look in chapter 1. No, chapter 2. Verse 18. Everything God created was good. But he saw one thing that was not good. What's the one thing he saw that was not good?
Verse 18.
Notice verse 18. It is not good for the man to be alone.
I will
make a helper for him. God looked over everything he made. He said it's all perfect. But there's one thing. There's Adam.
Adam.
He's standing by himself. He looks around. He sees all the animals. They're two by two. Sees a male and a female. He looks at himself. God said it's not good for man to be alone. God gave him a helper. How did he do it? Verse 21. He caused a deep sleep to fall on the man and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh at that place. And the Lord built a woman from the rib he'd taken from the man. He brought her to the man. And what did Adam say? He knew. She was for him.
Verse 23.
This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Verse 25.
Man and his wife were both naked and not ashamed. They had no sin. They were innocent. They were pure. And God blessed them. And he gave man a helper. Not to be his personal servant. But to be his helper. And to complement him, to fit him perfectly. So that a man, and a woman fit together. And they become one flesh. Same heart. Same purpose. One flesh. That is a great blessing that God gave to man. But most men abuse that blessing, mistreat it. Many men treat their wife like dogs. They beat their wife, kick their wife, curse their wife, tell the wife, cook the food, clean the house, raise the children. They treat them like a dog. Listen carefully. Your greatest blessing is to know God. Second great blessing. If you were married, God gave you a wife. She's a gift from God. Now, if I gave you a valuable gift, or if you gave me a valuable gift, the last time I came here to Nepal, you gave me a beautiful golden vase. So if I came up to the front and you gave me the vase and it was very valuable, very costly, and you gave me the vase, everyone clapped and I took the vase. What would you think? He's thrown away a great gift. Then I kick the vase. I put dirt on it. Your wife is more valuable than a golden vase. She's a gift from God. I've been married 41 years. And my wife is a great gift. And if God gives you a gift, you take care of that gift. And you treat that gift with gentleness. And you treat that gift with honor. And you treat that gift with gentleness. And you protect that gift. Why? Because it's a gift from God. Well,
When God made man, He made him in His own image. Gave him a mind. Gave him a heart. Gave him a will. And He gave him many blessings. First great blessing. He gave him himself. Then He gave him a helper. And then He gave him a place. A perfect place. A beautiful place. All of His needs could be fulfilled. The Garden of Eden was beautiful and perfect. You drive through town. I was in Kathmandu. Kathmandu is very dirty. Every street. Garbage. Everywhere. Listen carefully. Everywhere man goes, he leaves a big mess. He is destroying the earth. God gave a gift to man. Gave him a place to live. What if I moved here to Nepal? What if I moved here and lived in Nepal? And y'all all collected all your money and bought me a nice home. And you cleaned it up beautifully.
And
you put all sorts of beautiful furniture in there. And I came and lived in this house. I said, oh, thank you very much. 1 month later, you came to my house. It was dirty. It was full of trash. It was all disorderly. What would you think?
This
American's crazy. We gave him a gift. It was beautiful. It was clean. It was perfect. He just throws everything around. God gave man a beautiful place. But he's ruined it. Why has he ruined it? Because something's wrong with his heart. He gave him a helper. But he mistreats her. Why? Because something's wrong with his heart. He gave him fellowship with God. But he's rejected God. Doesn't believe in God. Doesn't care about God. Why? Something wrong with his heart. He was created pure and holy. But something happened to him. Something has happened to this world. Something has happened to marriage. What is the problem? It's not money. It's not education. It's a deeper problem. But when man was created in innocence, he was created in the image of God. And he had many blessings from God. First great blessing. Fellowship with God. Second great blessing. A helper. Third great blessing. A beautiful place. Fourth great blessing. A purpose up here.
उद्देश्य दिनुभयो उहाँलाई.
Man has a purpose.
मान्छेको उद्देश्य छ.
And what was that purpose?
अनि त्यो उद्देश्य के हो त?
To know God.
परमेश्वरलाई चिन्नु.
To love God.
परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्नु.
And to serve God.
अनि परमेश्वरको सेवा गर्नु.
How does he serve God?
अनि कसरी चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सेवा गर्नु?
By representing God on earth.
अनि कसरी जसरी चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफूलाई चाहिँ यो संसारमा चाहिँ प्रतिनिधित्व गरिकन यो संसारमा आउनुभयो.
Look in chapter 1.
एक अध्यायमा उत्पत्तिको पुस्तक एक अध्यायमा
verse 28.
28 पदमा यसरी लेखेको छ.
Read 28 to 30.
म 28-30 पढ्न चाहन्छु. परमेश्वरले तिनीहरूलाई आशिष दिनुभयो र तिनीहरूलाई भन्नुभयो, फल्दै फुल्दै वृद्धि हुँदै पृथ्वीमा भरिँदै र त्यसलाई आफ्नो वशमा पार्दै जाओ. समुद्रका माछाहरू, आकाशका पंक्षीहरू तथा पृथ्वीका सबै जीवित प्राणीहरूमाथि अधिकार गर. अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुभयो, हेर म तिनीहरूलाई पृथ्वीका सबै बिउ उमार्ने बोटहरू र फलमा नै बिउ हुने सबै फलका रुखहरू दिन्छु. ती तिमीहरूलाई आहारको निम्ति हुनेछन्. अनि पृथ्वीका हरेक पशु, आकाशका हरेक पंक्षी र जमिनमा चलहल गर्ने हरेक जन्तु, हरेक प्राणी जसमा जीवन छ, तिनीहरूको आहारको निम्ति म हरिया वनस्पति दिन्छु. तब त्यस्तै भयो.
God established his kingdom on earth.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफ्नो राज्य चाहिँ यो पृथ्वीमा उहाँले चाहिँ
बनाउनु भयो. And he created a king and a queen.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ एउटा राजा रानी चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ सृजना
गर्नुभयो. And he gave them a kingdom.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ तिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ त्यो राज्य दिनुभयो.
And he gave them power.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ तिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ शक्ति दिनुभयो.
And he gave them responsibility.
अनि परमेश्वरले तिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ उत्तरदायित्व पनि दिनुभयो.
And he gave them a purpose.
अनि उद्देश्य पनि तिनीहरूलाई दिनुभयो.
It was to be the father and mother of all humanity.
अनि चाहिँ हरेक मानव जातिको चाहिँ पिता कहलाइएको थियो.
And it was to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले यसरी आशिष दिनुभयो, भरिँदै फल्दै फुल्दै वृद्धि हुँदै जाओ भनेर भन्नुभयो.
It was to take care of the kingdom.
अनि यो चाहिँ त्यो राज्यको निम्ति हेरविचार गर्नको निम्ति परमेश्वरले
दिनुभयो. And it was to protect the kingdom.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो राज्यलाई चाहिँ संरक्षण गर्नको निम्ति परमेश्वरले दिनुभयो.
Man had a purpose.
मान्छेको उद्देश्य छ.
That is a great blessing.
यो चाहिँ एकदम महान आशिष हाम्रो लागि हो.
Man's not an animal.
मान्छे चाहिँ जनावर होइन.
This morning a cow waked up.
हामी चाहिँ यो बिहानी चाहिँ हेर्छौँ, एउटा गाई चाहिँ बाटोमा हिँडिरहेको थियो.
Has no mind.
उसको चाहिँ कुनै दिमागै छैन.
No heart.
उसको हृदय नै छैन.
No will.
उसको इच्छा नै छैन.
Acts on instinct.
अनि चाहिँ जताततै हिँड्छ.
Cow has one purpose.
अनि एउटै उद्देश्य हुन्छ गाईको.
Fill its belly.
आफ्नो पेट मात्रै भर्नु.
You're not an animal.
तपाईहरु जनावर हैन.
You have a higher purpose.
तपाईहरुको एकदम महान उद्देश्य छ.
To know God.
परमेश्वरलाई चिन्नु.
To represent God.
अनि परमेश्वरलाई प्रतिनिधित्व गर्नु.
To have sovereignty over the earth.
सबै संसारका चीजहरुमा अधिकार गर्नु.
This is a high position.
अनि यो चाहिँ हाम्रो निम्ति उच्च दर्जा हो.
And this is a great dignity.
अनि यो चाहिँ हाम्रो लागि एउटा आदरको कुरा हो.
2 days ago I was in Arga.
अनि दुई दिन अगाडि चाहिँ म आर्यघाटमा थिएँ.
And we were in a little sitting down in a little house.
हामी चाहिँ एउटा सानो घरमा बसिरहेको थियौँ.
And an old man, a beggar came in the house.
अनि चाहिँ एउटा बुढो मान्छे एकदम जोगी आयो त्यो घरमा.
Dirty.
एकदम फोहोर भएर.
Crippled.
एकदम हिँड्न नसकेर.
Crazy.
अनि त्यो कुरा अब चेतनामा उस कमजोर भयो.
Hadn't had a bath in many years maybe.
हुनसक्छ उसले चाहिँ धेरै वर्ष उसले नुहाएको पनि थिएन.
No teeth.
उस दाँत पनि थिएन उसको.
He hardly knew how to talk.
उसले चाहिँ अब बोल्न पनि सक्थेन, एकदम गाह्रो गाह्रो पनि बोल्थ्यो.
That man was made in the image of God.
त्यो मान्छे पनि परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा बनेको.
What happened to him?
के भयो उसलाई?
He has a problem.
किनकि उसको चाहिँ भित्र समस्या छ.
And it's made him like an animal.
Something is wrong with man. And his problem is not money. His problem is not education. Something is wrong inside. So we're talking about the doctrine of man. In the beginning, when God made our first father and first mother, He was a perfect man. No sin. A clean mind. A clean heart. A free will. Created in the image of God. He knew God. And he had creative power. And he had sovereign dominion. And he had a helper. And he had a beautiful place. And he had a wonderful purpose. And now, the world. Something's wrong with the world. Men kill one another. They steal from one another. They become like animals. What happened? What went wrong? You must understand man's beginning. If you don't understand his beginning, when God created him, he was way up here. He stood in the Garden of Eden. A perfect man. Beautiful. No clothes. No guilt. Pure. Powerful. Intelligent. A mighty man. Now look at him. Look at him now. What happened? Well, after lunch, we'll see what happens. We're talking about the doctrine of man. His original creation. Let's pray. I'll say, Prophet.